Johannesburg 23, Pretoria 22, Polokwane 26.
On Bedford View on the N3 northbound, a slow moving traffic on the ramp to the N12 eastbound at the Galulis interchange.
Deputy Police Minister Polly Bocello says she had hoped the missing Free State police officers would be found alive. The bodies of the three missing police constables were recovered from the Hennops River yesterday. A fourth body was confirmed as a member of a local police station, while a fifth remains unidentified. Bocello called it a devastating loss.
I'm thinking about the families. What will keep them alive? The family when they see the children. We're coming to work. You know, you expect your child to arrive and said, I've arrived at home. And praying that we'll get them. I was not ready for this.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has appointed seasoned business strategist and former Trade and Industry Director General Alistair Reuters as special advisor for investment promotion. Reuters steps in as South Africa faces mixed investor sentiment. Presidency spokesperson Vincent Magwenya.
Dr. Reuters will advise President Ramaphosa on South Africa's continuing investment drive, which is a principal component of the seventh administration's focus on inclusive economic growth and job creation.
After months of delay, court orders and mounting pressure, the Gauteng Department of Social Development has finally started releasing funding to non-profit organizations. This follows legal action taken against MEC Faith Mazibuko as well as Premier Pianza Lesufi after several NPOs were left without support due to funding delays. Lebohang Dashe reports.
Hope may finally be on the horizon for struggling NPOs in Gauteng. The first round of long overdue payments was made yesterday to organizations that have signed their service level agreements. The department says that it will continue processing payments until all successful NPOs receive their funds. This comes as a Gauteng High Court ruling ordered the Social Development Department to submit a detailed list of which NPOs were approved and why others were rejected. Lebohang Dashe, Jacaranda FM News.
And UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has warned that the promise of a two-state solution for Israel and Palestine is nearing collapse. Nearly 2,000 Palestinians have been killed since the March ceasefire was breached.
The rights of both Israelis and Palestinians to live in peace and security have been undermined, and the legitimate national aspirations of the Palestinians have been denied, while they endure Israel's continued presence that the International Court of Justice has found unlawful. And since the horrific 7 October terror attacks by Hamas, it has gotten worse on every front.
I'm Mjolpinaar Hoofnestuur, die Adjunk Minister van Polisie betreur die dood van polisiebeamtes.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
Just a game, come and play.